Oklahomans will vote on several state questions this November, including three criminal justice measures. As part of our Oklahoma Engaged coverage, KGOU's Kate Carlton Greer looks at a death penalty referendum drawing bipartisan dissent.
Oklahoma's execution practices were under the national spotlight when the 2015 legislative session began. A few weeks after the U.S. Supreme Court agreed to hear a case challenging the state's three-drug lethal injection cocktail, Oklahoma State Senator Republican Anthony Sykes introduced a Senate joint resolution.
Senator Sykes, you're recognized for the explanation of SJR 31.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. Leader.
Sykes did not respond to KGOU's requests for an interview for this story. But in March 2015, Sykes told lawmakers his measure was designed to enshrine the death penalty into the state constitution. According to Sykes, the goals of the resolution are threefold.
To number one, establish that the death penalty is not cruel and unusual punishment. To number two, to make it clear that the legislature has the authority to alter those death penalty statutes, and to also ensure that if a method of execution is declared unconstitutional, then the sentence can still be carried out by another method.
House author Mike Christian also failed to return interview requests, but on the House floor, the Republican lawmaker said the issue deserved a popular vote.
Something as important and serious as capital punishment, we think the people of Oklahoma should be involved instead of just the legislative body. It's probably the most serious issue we could deal with in the legislature.
Both the State House and Senate approved the resolution, and voters will see its language as State Question 776 in November. It's not a referendum on the death penalty itself. Regardless of the outcome, executions could still occur in the state. Robert Dunham is the executive director for the Death Penalty Information Center. Dunham calls the measure an emotional reaction to the Supreme Court lethal injection case.
Proponents of the death penalty felt that it was under siege. And this was a swift but not well thought out reaction to the possibility that Oklahoma could be without a death penalty if its manner of carrying it out was declared unconstitutional.
State Question 776 says capital punishment does not constitute cruel and unusual punishment or violate any other part of the state constitution. Dunham says the referendum would strip those condemned to death of constitutional rights, including their protection against cruel and unusual punishment.
That strikes me and many other observers as violating the federal constitution's right to equal protection. And states are free to provide rights to defendants, but states are not free to discriminate between classes of individuals and say that some have some rights and others have other rights.
The death penalty is obviously kind of litigious program as is, and this is going to give more options for, I'm sure, appeals and lawsuits.
Mark Hyden is part of conservatives concerned about the death penalty. He says the measure inevitably lends itself to litigation, and he says those lawsuits will directly affect Oklahoma taxpayers.
They're the ones getting stuck with this tab, so they're going to have to pay an enormous amount of money, and they will have nothing to show for it.
Anthony Sykes also authored a 2010 House joint resolution banning Sharia law. Voters approved that measure, and a federal court eventually struck it down. The challenges cost the state more than $300,000. Hyden says the state could feel a sense of deja vu. Both conservatives and liberals caution against the ballot measure. Former state Senator Connie Johnson chairs the Say No to State Question 776 campaign. The Oklahoma City Democrat fears the language circumvents the courts and prevents checks and balances.
It precludes judges from ruling differently. It precludes the legislature from introducing legislation to repeal it.
She calls 776 a waste of time that's premature. Since the measure was adopted last year, the state has started developing new execution protocols, and multiple groups are reviewing the capital punishment practices. Johnson wants to know exactly what those experts say before the death penalty becomes part of the Constitution.
This is the wrong time. We need to wait if we do it at all. And we're going in the direction that is opposite from the rest of the country.
But supporters of the measure say the death penalty has a history of support among the public and believe capital punishment should be protected at the highest level. For Oklahoma Engaged, I'm Kate Carlton Greer.
Support for Oklahoma Engaged on KGOU is provided by the Kirkpatrick Foundation. You can see a complete nonpartisan Oklahoma voter guide and the rest of our coverage at kgou.org. This is KGOU, your NPR source, serving the Oklahoma City Metro at 105.7 and 106.3 FM, and online at kgou.org.